This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here for another hour of conversation. I say that with a smile on my voice because there are very few people in the world that I like better than Ken, who is a constant. He's a constant in my life, but he's constant. He's one of these guys that always is cool, calm, and collected. Even when I go off into the crazy bin, he brings me back around to an understanding of what is reality. From his point of view and from the research that he reads and works his way through. So that's that
that's a very nice compliment, by the way.
But I feel that. You know that. We've been great friends. I'm sorry we don't get to spend more time together. I mean, how many of your other friends go to your daughter? Ken's daughter has been very active in the Miss America circuit and has won many awards in Florida as she works toward those pageants. And the last time I went to see Ken, I went to one of those with him, and it was actually quite an interesting. It was, you know, I was doing my play-by-play because we were sitting in the audience, and it was, you know, it's fun. It's good to have friends, especially like Ken, who know what the heck they're talking about when it comes to medicine. Dr. Ken is at Lake Cardiology in Mauduro, Florida, and we'll talk about how you can connect with him as we get into the discussion. I'm disgusted that we're still discussing COVID. And so now, Fauci said this week, I didn't see that in your overview here, but I did see something attributed to him that seemed to question the validity of vaccines. Did you see that, or did you interpret it the way I'm interpreting it? What did he say?
Well, what Dr. Fauci actually said, and the reason why I did not include it was because I didn't think it was really news. It's what we have discussed.
You can count on me to bring that up. You know that.
But let's discuss it because it must be confusing. What, in fact, Dr. Fauci had COVID in the middle of June, and Dr. Fauci had been quadruply vaccinated. He had two of the original vaccines, and then he had two more boosters. So he had four stabs, and then he got COVID. Initially, what he said was a mild dose, but he still got Paxlovid. And he probably, if he was a mild case, got Paxlovid on the basis that he was felt he was at high risk of getting severe COVID, putting him in the hospital, potentially dying. So he got Paxlovid and responded to Paxlovid, but had what about 10% of people who take Paxlovid get, which is Paxlovid rebound, which is about 2 weeks later, you get again ill with COVID, and sometimes the second round is even worse than the first round. So he got Paxlovid rebound, and then had another course of Paxlovid, which is interesting, that's at the cutting edge. And then when out of public awareness until just recently, which is what you saw, and apparently he got better. And what he was trying to say was that the vaccines don't prevent illness. In fact, even Dr. Fauci got sick. They don't. The current vaccines don't prevent illness. In the new variants in America, what people are getting is not the original Alpha or Delta.
No.
They're getting this Omicron subvariant BA4 or BA5. And what Dr. Fauci is trying to say, for the newest subvariants, the original vaccines don't prevent illness. What they are effective at is preventing severe illness, which is what puts you in the hospital
and
what kills you. And he was taking credit for his four shots preventing him from dying from his COVID Omicron subvariant BA5, but not preventing him from actually getting the illness. Is that help?
Yeah, and so as you're saying that, I'm flashing back to my own mind and my own experience. You think I had COVID when I drove across the country in March of 2020 when I left LA.
You thought.
Well, I didn't feel good. But I didn't feel like I was going to die. I just didn't feel good. And that's unusual for me.
March of 2020.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you what I think. As I think this through, and I understand the strength of the spirit-mind-body connection, I think that some people, maybe not everybody, but there's some people who are so influenced by what they do that it changes their body's chemistry. So I think that getting a shot, whether it really helps you or not, it gives your mind a place to go, and you think, okay, I'm now protected. So because your mind is telling you you're protected, your body reacts to that, and I think that's how some people actually are protected, and I think maybe I might be one of them. I think psychosomatically, you think something, and it's true. It becomes true. I think that's well within the realm of possibility. You think yourself sick, or you think yourself well? What do you think of that?
I think in a subgroup of people, that can be true. I think that that is not true in everyone. I think the immune system is affected by the brain. And I think that a lot of that, those aspects that you're describing, in some play a role, in some a minimal role, in some a big role. And but I still, and I don't want to have a vaccine debate with anybody 2.5 years into this, because I'm not, I don't
That'd
think I'm going
to
change anyone's mind.
Nah,
but
foolish.
I think that right now, especially in certain areas of the country, the Southeast, the Midwest, are high pockets of this newest variant, and you're going to be seeing a call to go back, get masked if you're inside in public, and also to get vaccinated. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you hear in the next few days that the White House call for a fourth shot for everybody. Right now, the recommendation from CDC is if you're over 50 or if you have an immunocompromised state and you haven't been vaccinated in the last 6 months, you should get a fourth shot. I think that's going to change in the next few days to everybody is eligible for a fourth shot. Everybody should talk to their doctor about getting a fourth shot. And I just wonder how quickly we're going to get these new vaccines. There's a statement from Pfizer and Moderna, end of October, expect a brand new vaccine that covers the newest variants, and I just wish that was here sooner.
Is it a flu vaccine? Is it going to come in tandem or in the same shot you get your regular flu shot?
That is not yet stated. Wouldn't that be nice? But
yeah,
don't hold your breath.
All right. Continuing on here, we'll talk about long COVID patients and things that are different in that department. We'll get to that with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. A reminder, this is a weekly reminder from the folks who bring you Calitrin as to how to deal with not the weight loss that hopefully you've been successful, although you look around at Americans and it looks like there are a lot of people who ought to be on diets and they aren't, but if you've done yourself a proud, and what do they call it? You've done yourself a solid, you've lost the weight, and you're wondering, okay, what do I do to keep it off? Healthy weight loss is important. Keeping it off is even more important, and that's where Calitrin comes in. The all-natural way that will help you as a customer of Calitrin keep that weight off forever and ever. That's what I just decided once I got on the program and saw what it did. There's so many other side benefits to Calitrin because of its ingredients, how it helps your joints and that sort of thing, sleep better. But it helps you to rebuild your body and therefore keep the fat from coming back again. That's the secret. It's all natural. Help yourself. Proven way to get the weight loss results you want is using Calitrin. And go to toploss.com, the website, where you can find the information about not only what's included in this, how it works, but you see a lot of people who have had success. You'll see their story. You'll know how to do it. Help yourself. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug for free shipping and also for the special deal. Buy 3 months or more, and you get the equal number of months' supply without having to pay for it. That's the summer special. Get it now at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth, there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Health program. So let's talk about this latest long COVID study, what's happening to patients who are trying to go places where they think they can get protection. This is something that obviously the medical establishment doesn't like at all. But is there any proof that it might work? How did this all get started, Ken?
Well, it's not so much the medical establishment. This is more of a warning because people are spending an extraordinary amount of money.
Yeah.
And the reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. You don't want to die from it because it's a changing disease. And if you don't keep up with this, you're not going to understand it, because if you don't accept the fact that it's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago, you're not going to have the personal protection that you need to avoid death. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away in us talking about it, is because of long COVID. And it's estimated that 10 to 30% of people who get COVID-19 after 2 months still have symptoms, and these symptoms cannot go away. They still might be there from the original 2020 Alpha variant. And these symptoms sometimes can be quite debilitating, to the point where people do get disabled. They can get so tired, they can't breathe, severe muscle ache, they can't think. These are the most common symptoms, but there's maybe 100 symptoms that have been listed, but the ones I just mentioned are the most common one. And this is real. And there are now huge billion-dollar grants being provided. NYU has a huge one to actually study these patients and figure out what how we should treat them, because one really knows how to treat them.
Hold on a sec. We'll get back to this in a moment. It's coming up to 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Three after the hour now on this week's Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Krunghaus. In this hour, we're having a discussion about what some long COVID patients have resorted to, according to the British Medical Journal, which is what Ken has read and discusses with you, the blood washing technique. It sounds blood curdling. It sounds like, you know, there's some pirate with a knife who's going to cut your arm to let the blood come. How do you, there's a difference between blood letting and blood washing. What happens when you have your blood washed, so to speak?
Right. So blood letting is when you just put a line into your vein and let the blood come out, and it disappears from the body and it's never put back in, and that's it. You're just removing blood. But blood washing, or apheresis, plasmapheresis, this is where you have two needles. One that takes the blood out of the vein, and then a second needle in the other arm that puts the blood back into your body, but it has to first go through a filter. And this is a technique that's used for a variety of things, and there was some preliminary, not very good evidence that maybe it helps in long COVID without good study. And a few centers in Europe started offering this to desperate patients who have these symptoms. And people are paying thousands of dollars to go and get these procedures that are yet to be proven to be effective. And this was just a warning that the British Medical Journal, very respected medical journal, put out, saying, letting everybody know that this is happening, and warning before you mortgage the house, which there are examples of people doing, that you should wait till this gets to be a proven procedure. Because apheresis or plasmapheresis is an accepted medical procedure, but it's not yet proven to be effective to cure long COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. It sort of reminds me of the days when you could go to Bermuda or you could go to the Bahamas and get shots for things that you couldn't get in America. I'll bet that there's somebody who set up, some clever guy set up a treatment center. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the times to get those cancer shots. And this is very similar. Exactly, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, the next question comes on this new, the FDA apparently this week authorized, Novavax has a vaccine. Why do we need this when we've already got Pfizer and Moderna? And who cares whether they've come out with the vaccine or not?
They gave them an EUA to do this, and I have the same question, and I guess it's, there still might be some places around the world where you can't get it, but this is for America, and it's just another option, I guess, if people feel uneasy about the newest technology. This is the older technology, and maybe there's still a tiny niche of people who just would rather have old technology, but that is a good question. It is what it is.
And the other question that people keep asking is whether or not you can cross them like you had Pfizer. Shall I take Moderna if I take another booster? And I think you've recommended against that, have you not?
No. Actually, the newest recommendation is that is okay. And it might theoretically, it might even be a good thing because it wakes up part of the immune system that wasn't triggered by the other vaccine. But this now, you can mix and match. So I would stay away from the Johnson, but I would either take the Pfizer or the Moderna. And if you have a history with one or the other and feel more comfortable, the point being is that it doesn't matter to us whether you take the Pfizer or Moderna based on your prior history of Pfizer and Moderna.
All right, let's move on from COVID. We have lots of other things to talk about here with Dr. Ken. That's happening right after these words.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden this morning in Israel says he wants to revive the nuclear deal with Iran.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome. And we'll continue to work with Israel to counter other threats from Iran throughout the region, including support for terrorism, ballistic missile program that continues, and the proliferation of weapons to terrorists and proxies like Hezbollah.
The man accused of shooting dead 10 people at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York on May 14th has been indicted on 27 federal hate crimes and firearms offenses. The arraignment is scheduled for Monday morning. Ivana Trump, the first wife of President Trump, has died at her home in New York City. She was 73 years old and the mother of Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The political bias from the Department of Justice regarding harassment of Supreme Court justices and Merrick Garland's unwillingness to enforce the law led to an attempted assassination of one of the conservative justices. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax says this blind eye by Merrick Garland is an impeachable offense.
The main thing is we gotta take our message to the American people, not get overconfident, but campaign in a confident way, win back the majority. If the country gives us the majority in the House, I think everything should be on the table. When it comes to the Attorney General, just go back to this issue. You have a statute on the book that says if protesters are at Supreme Court justices' homes right. trying to impact and influence a decision, that is against the law. 18 U.S.C. Section 1507, and he refuses to prosecute any of these protesters. Yep. Confirming something that I think is very scary, we now have one of the key agencies in the executive branch joining in the effort to intimidate a separate and equal branch of government, the judicial branch.
As the media continues their attacks on President Trump, it's business as usual for President Trump. His decision about another presidential bid, Trump said, will happen between Labor Day and the midterm elections. Hong Kong stock market fell 2% as tech stocks declined, and Asian markets were mixed as China's gross domestic product missed expectations. China's GDP grew 0.4% in the second quarter. That's compared with 4.8% in the first quarter. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour of our Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken's at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. And those of you who are listening in Central Florida, Northern Florida, Southern Florida, on the stations that carry this program there, if you feel, and this isn't just for Floridians, this is for people in the Southeast, all over the country. Folks come from all over the world to see Ken. Call the office and see what you can arrange for an appointment if that's in your wheelhouse. 352-735-1400. That's Ken's office at Lake Cardiology. Maybe you can do the Zoom thing now that we seem to be going backwards once again. Meetings and stuff are being held on Zoom. Some people are being told to go back to the office. Other people say, no, I was in a medical facility the other day and I didn't have any my truck that I drive around and most of the time I threw all the old dusty masks away and now I got to have a new one. So you can get them and maybe you should have a box of them around. At any rate, if you want to see Ken literally on the telemedicine connection, you can do that. Same number, 352 732-735-1400. Okay, now, let's talk about, there's been a lot of talk this week about, you know, we keep washing ourselves through the Roe v. Wade thing. This is not about that, but it's an interesting sort of reality. And I will actually equate this business about mother's milk to a cow and some calves that I have on the farm, Ken. The milk and what it does for the calves versus giving them, there are two different ways of feeding a calf and feeding most animals. You can mix, there's this calf milk mix, but that's no substitute for the colostrum or the mother. Oh, you have a calf that was born on the farm maybe a month and a half ago. This thing is a monster. You have nothing but the mother's milk, and at less than 2 months, weighs almost 300 pounds. Monster calf. And yet, if I put another cow that had a calf that was drinking prepared milk that we do from powder, the calf wouldn't be half that size. So I've got three young calves, and I put them in the pen with this mom, and she's taking better to her own calf, but she's letting the other two suck on her, and this way they'll be much better off, much healthier. So I turn my attention to a study about babies that are born prematurely, and if they're getting their mother's milk, they will be better off through their childhood, it looks like, right? Isn't that what we conclude from this?
Absolutely. This was published this week in JAMA Network Open, and it showed that preemies, those who were born early, and if they were given their own mother's milk, they did better in school, they had less ADHD, didn't need to be treated as much for that problem, and just overall grew up better. And the take home is exactly what you're saying. It's much better if you can, Mom, to give your own milk if it's going to be possible.
You know, and it's also better for you, Mom, psychologically, to connect with your baby that way. Isn't that proven in study after study after study after study, how the mother and the baby are connected because of breastfeeding?
Absolutely, but we shouldn't make the mother... There are some mother-child relationships that are just not meant to be to able to get this executed properly. And those who can't do it for a number of reasons shouldn't feel incompetent. We shouldn't make them feel bad. But for the majority who are able to make this connection successfully, please try to make it.
Right. Okay, next. In terms of research, Ken goes through all of the medical journals, deciphers what's there, and the late breaking news is something you can apply because there is something for everybody in all of these things every week. Here is the way to determine the new work on dementia. One of the things that I discussed on the Good Day program this week, Ken, was these plastic things that are in toothpaste and some other, because we're overrun with plastic, and what that's doing also to people. Perhaps the dementia risk is far greater, Alzheimer's risk far greater, if you have these little microbeads somehow getting into your system. It's in the food, it's in the toothpaste. So what do you want to put these two together, or is there a connection?
Well, that wasn't quite the direction that I was coming at this, and this is based on a study published this week in Alzheimer's and Dementia Diagnosis Assessment and Disease Monitoring. Boy, isn't that a mouthful for a title for a journal. But right. This journal published the fact that lifestyle, not necessarily aging, may best determine dementia risk. So you're not doomed just because you're getting older to get dementia. But it's the same things we talk about for preventing heart disease, preventing strokes. It's all about your lifestyle, your diet, your exercise, your sleep, your mental stress, your blood pressure, cholesterol, your blood sugar, your weight, whether you're smoking or not, all of the things, whether you're using drugs that you shouldn't be. And all of these things add up to your overall lifestyle. And guess what? That's what's going to determine your dementia risk, not just the fact that it's your birthday and they're adding up.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Thank you very much. All right, next on the list here is the impact of reaching out to friends. If you have friends, I was talking to you about your friendship with me and how impactful it is. Apparently, you and I are not alone.
This is a nice little study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. I'm always intrigued by what these social psychologists do. They develop these clever experiments to study how us humans interact with each other. But think about it. We have plenty of people that have been in our friend circle over the decades of our lives, and we haven't seen many of them in a long, long time. And we may have, boy, it would be nice to reconnect with that person, but boy, I'm uneasy. What would they think of me if I did this? They would think I'm crazy, blah, blah, blah. So this actually studied that whole question, and what these researchers found out was that we, most of us, underestimate the good impact of reaching out to old friends. And It appears from this study that most of the people that we reach out to who are in our friendship group in the past, who we have not connected to in a long time, actually greatly appreciate our effort at reconnecting with them. And this came out of the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology this week.
Isn't that good news? All right, coming up in a few moments, a discussion of anxiety disorders and whether or not they are inherited. Dr. Ken will have the update on that after I talk to you about term provider. Term provider certainly is the easiest way around to buy life insurance. So if you're concerned about your health and you're not acting as intelligently or as fast as you should to protect yourself and your family, here's a way to get some peace of mind as you're working through whatever medical issues you may have, like high blood pressure, diabetes, that kind of stuff. At Term Provider, they'll go through all of the insurance carriers so that you don't have to. You can't probably, you don't even know how to find most of them anyway. So go to the professionals. Call 800-230-2777. That's Term Provider. They will get you a number of quotes from the best possible providers, no matter what's wrong with you. Term Provider, helping tens of thousands of Americans, just like you, to get the right insurance for the right price. 800-230-2777. It's a pretty good suggestion. Cost you nothing to call them up, so why not? If you're curious, take the Inquisition to the phone, and they're there to answer your questions. Can't sell you anything if you don't understand what you're buying, right? 800-230-2777. $1 million in term life insurance, less than $200 a month. If that intrigues you and you want to find out more, call Term Provider now while you're thinking about it. To get that affordable life insurance, dial 800-230-2777.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. Three past the hour now on Good Day. This is the Good Day Health segment. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach him and or his staff at 352-735-1400. There are very few places that you can go in this country. You can have complete confidence in the results of the workup that gets done by Ken. I'm telling you, that's where I go, and that's where you ought to go if you have questions and you can't figure them out, not just about cardiology and circulation and stuff, but what's going on in your body. Great place to start to get info. So, one of the questions this week is about stress and anxiety and depression. I feel like this is right up my alley, my wheelhouse, because I'm a gardener. I'm somebody that spends a lot of time working outside. And so in this circumstance, I feel like it helps me a lot. And apparently it does for everybody.
Exactly. I get so excited when evidence-based ways without drugs are discovered to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. And this week in PLOS-1, we learned that gardening, in fact, will reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. And I know in Florida, so many of my patients and friends, they just are addicted to gardening. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
You ask somebody what's the most strenuous activity they do, and they'll tell you gardening. So there's an epidemic of it in Florida. Let it all spread out and enjoy yourself.
There you go. All right, next question has to do with genetic. It sort of reminds me of another conversation we were having about anxiety disorders and that sort of thing. What you inherit from your folks is the prostate cancer problem that men have. I know of a fellow who died last year of it. His father died of it, and his brother died of it. So the genetic risk is there, but this fellow had a bad diet. He liked to eat, and so maybe that is why he went down the road. Is that possible?
Exactly. This is published this week in the European Urology Medical Journal, and there's a common thread this week in the publications about how lifestyle is so important. And what they determined, this gives hope to those who know they're in families with huge genetic risk for prostate cancer. But in this study published in the European Urology Journal this week, we learned that a healthy lifestyle can offset genetic risk. So just like the healthy lifestyle that we discussed earlier for dementia, this same healthy lifestyle can offset the genetic risk of getting prostate cancer.
All right, here's a question from a weekend warrior. I've read that being a weekend warrior, and I'm guessing that he's referring to being in the National Guard where they go out, but I suppose it could be anybody that is working out on the weekend and doesn't do it during the week. Does it really boost my health as well as working out every day? What would your recommendation be? I suppose If you can only do it on the weekend, better than nothing, right? But what other consequences?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything is better than doing nothing. Doing too much also is not good. But if you can only get it done on the weekend, that's okay. And just do as much as you can, and it's all good.
All right. So what's an SSRI? Does that ring a bell with you?
Right. Those are a type of antidepressants.
All right. So a politician this week suggested, and she shall remain nameless, that these SSRIs may be a link to the mass
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentration. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, part of the Good Day Health routine that you go through every week. Dr. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner, has a great clinic out in Salt Lake City. He's been a great friend of mine and of this program for a number of years. I still remember how we met. It was over the food table when I went to do a personal appearance at the station that carries me and you in Salt Lake City, and you came up to me. I think I just put a carrot in my mouth. That's how well I remember. It was a spread there. People came and we were talking to folks, and you said, "You know this?" Blah, 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 blah. And I said, "No, I didn't know that." Yeah, come to my office.
I can tell by the way you're standing, you're not comfortable. So before you head out of town after the show's over, I want you to come by my office.
Right. And that was the start of many visits to your office. Hey, kid, come visit me at my office.
Yes.
At any rate, Jack has some valuable information. The most recent Jack podcast, as a matter of fact, there are a lot of bits and pieces about vitamins always. Jack says that you can't stay alive without vitamin E. You'll find that. And why it works for you and where you can get it and what it relieves, all that good stuff. All the information, all the podcasts are free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's see what we can lay on people today in terms of your heart and well-being. It's cherry season. Fresh cherries all around. And they're yummy. But they're also, beside being yummy, are very good when it comes to your heart, I guess, right?
Well, it is. And one thing to keep in mind is that when people start looking to get vitamins or they want to get minerals or something else, and they start looking, well, I should get some vitamin C, maybe I should get some vitamin D. Nature, Mother Nature has provided just a beautiful spectrum of foods that almost every one of these has something in it that's very valuable to the human body, because we developed along with these kinds of things for the however thousands of generations we've been on this planet. And so when cherry season or peach season or pear season or walnut season or pecan season, whatever comes in, when it's at its ripest, it is ready to give you the bounty of what Mother Nature has packed into that food. And in the case of cherries, loaded with vitamin C, loaded with potassium, copper, manganese. And because of studies that have been done, not funded by the NIH, mind you, because they only fund drugs, but by other studies and nutrition journals, cherries help greatly with the production of inflammatory, anti-inflammatory molecules inside the body that will target inflammatory diseases. It protects against cardiovascular disease. It helps to prevent complications from diabetes. And it definitely helps to promote restful sleep. The trick is to make sure you get organic cherries, because anytime we're dealing with fruit and it's not organic, you know this stuff has been sprayed.
Yep.
And the problem with fruits, unless it's like a banana or an orange or something that's got a tough hide on the outside, usually it's the pesticide, herbicide, whatever else is.
It goes right through the skin. It goes right through. You're going to wash them.
And you have to be careful.
Yep. So, under the circumstances, I remember buying something, though, a few years ago that was supposedly aimed at helping wash. It was called Organic Food Cleanser.
Yeah,
and you sprayed it on, and then you put it under the water. It was supposed to get into or take care of the stuff that was natural, because there are natural things that will happen to the skin. If you don't spray, if the commercial arborist isn't around in the springtime, and you have you've got an apple orchard, or you've got an orange orchard, whatever it is, and they don't spray the trees, by fall there's going to be little pock marks, there'll be little bug infestations. Yep. And so, you know, they don't want to sell you that stuff, because there's nothing, what's the old expression, what's worse than finding a worm in an apple, finding half of half of a worm in an apple.
Yep.
Yeah, so people
there's
don't want to eat
old
worms.
Saying, there's another old saying that kind of goes along with that. If mold won't grow on it, neither will you.
Yeah. Right. That's, yeah, very, very true. So, anyway, I just think, also, somebody threw at me the question about L-carnitine and what it does. That has nothing to do with your heart, or does it? L-carnitine is for the nerves, right, to keep your nerves connected?
Well, again, here's another situation where a particular food is valuable and spread throughout the entire body. I mean, yes, it has value in the nervous system. It's got value in the heart. And it has value inside the mitochondria that produces energy. It's absolutely necessary for energy.
Got it. 59 past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
3818.